We're talking today with our State Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese, still in Beaver, just wrapping up the second of these informational meetings for wildfire assistance, wildfire relief. And Mr. Secretary, I know that another good-sized group, from what I understand, 140, 150 people this time?
I would guess that'd be, I'd guess that was pretty close. I'd say it would be similar. It might be a little bit less because some of the people went to the first one may not have come to the second one, but I'd say close to 150, yes.
Now, obviously, in both meetings, the effort was to give a good tutorial of what exactly is available as far as help, starting with the federal government, the Farm Service Agency, and I guess maybe there was some additional information this time around from the Natural Resource Conservation Service, NRCS, with the announcement of EQIP money earlier this week.
Yeah, they announced that each state got they got $6 million. Each state got $2 million. So Oklahoma got $2 million for EQIP that is available for immediate dispersal. So that's good. Some of the other funds with FSA funds, mm-hmm. some of them are immediate, some of them are not. So it's good to have some that's readily available.
Right. I guess especially when you start talking about fence repair and fence rebuilding. I know that some folks may be able to qualify under EQIP, which would be very, very, I know, very useful.
Yes. And, I just talked to Stanley Barbie here at this meeting today. He was, yesterday, last night, the wind was blowing 30 miles an hour. And, just another caveat to the rebuilding is that that land that is more sensitive and more more sandy, he says, we don't want to build any fence on that yet. We want it's got to get some grass and stabilized so that it'll stay where it's at before they start building the fence on some of the more sensitive land. So, it's just another caveat that they have to deal with in recovering because, everybody is thinking, oh, we got to get all this fence built. And in some of these instances, in some of the land, they're more than happy to wait till it gets settled down so that they can start rebuilding it.
I guess that's one of the real worries, with some high winds, if you've lost all the cover because of the fire, it's easier for that dirt to move around.
Yeah, there's a lot of green. We got a tent, most of the county got a tenth of an inch last night. Most of it got a trace. But yeah, sure. If we could get an inch of rain, this place would sure look differently and make people feel a whole lot better.
As you've had a chance to hear, and talk to a lot of folks one on one, both at the beginning of the week in Buffalo and now this meeting in Beaver, what kind of sticks out in your mind as you've talked with these folks about their particular story and how they're trying to put their pieces back together?
Well, I think every day is better. The first day is just total devastation, and you think that there is no recovery, and you're just totally blindsided by the size of the job in front of you. And I think as some green comes out and a lot of programs are proposed, the hay comes flooding in, assistance, of different types. I think people get a little bit just more optimistic every day. They're past burying their livestock, they're past euthanizing them, they're past the ugly part. And I think it gets better. And so I think their spirits are getting better. And if we get a nice little rain, it'd be a whole lot better.
At this point, are you getting any more of a handle on numbers of cattle that we probably lost? I know the number that we've kind of stuck with here for a while have been about 3,000 head. Is that going to be, you think, the final number, or will it be a little higher?
I still, that number was not a flyover, or that was actually asking producers right off the bat. And, it's kind of crazy how we do it, the sale barn and every, just producer to producer and the vets. And So we actually had names to all those numbers, and I really think that 3,000 is probably going to be fairly close. I think we probably are probably more accurate than I guess I better not say the other states, but I think our number is actually pretty accurate.
One further question, as far as I know that you're continuing to work with the Oklahoma Cattlemen and their foundation. You're working to try to help the groups really come together and make sure that all the monies that are being given various different ways can go as far as they possibly can to out to the ranchers.
There is great cooperation and coordination to ensure that, you know, maybe three foundations don't give to one person and one person get left out. So the effort is to, you know, all the applications, we're going to go through a database of, first we have all the producers that were affected, and then we have all the producers that turned in applications for money from the Cattlemen's Foundation, and we'll sit down with the other farm organizations, Farm Bureau and AFR and Pork Council and Poultry, anybody that has funds. There's the Working Ranch Cowboys. Put it all in a database and try to make sure that we cover as many needs as we can and do it cooperatively.
I guess what, and you indicated to me that probably the database is going to be that application that the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation is asking for right now, right?
Yes, yes. That we also have the database of producers affected. So, you know, if someone doesn't get one in, you know, we can follow up and see why this producer maybe in the burned area may have reported cattle but didn't turn in an application, and it might be the case that he doesn't want to participate, and that's fine. But we'll mix both databases.
So okay, very good. So but if a person is interested in making that application, it would be that OCA. Go to the Oklahoma Cattlemen website and fill that one out.
We are recommending everyone to apply to the OCA one, and then the Farm Bureau Foundation will have access to that database and will ensure that all of our funds get used to the best possible use.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Reese, our State Secretary of Agriculture, talking with us today from Beaver, Oklahoma, Beaver County Fairgrounds, where the second of two wildfire relief informational meetings held. Sponsored by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation and Farm Service Agency, NRCS, and other agencies, all coming together to try to give a little bit of comfort, a little bit of information to ranchers hit hard by these wildfires of the month of March. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.